Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Welcome back. What's going on, everybody? Happy holidays. I hope y'all ate well. You know, I ate well.
I'm still full.
I'm not gonna lie. We still got leftovers. I might have like a turkey sandwich for breakfast in there, man.
Yeah, don't think we nasty either. It is, okay? We're actually recording this after Thanksgiving.
It's like, literally it's, right after Thanksgiving.
Like Thanksgiving was yesterday. Don't violate us. It's still the first day of leftovers, and I just had a nice plate. I worked out just so I could eat again. A lot of y'all be eating and not working out and then eating again. That's not part of the game. That's not part of the game. You can't tell me, putting that fork to the plate is a workout.
It's not enough calories. It's definitely not. You're not burning enough calories. You're just adding. You're adding to the plate. Actually, let me start this up. Everybody, what's going on? My name is Tristan McWilds.
Mm-hmm. I'm Fly Ra.
And this is, if you didn't know, The Guys Next Door. You have made the best choice that you could possibly make this week by listening to us right now. And we appreciate you. So make sure that wherever you're listening to this, make sure that you like, make sure that you subscribe. If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, please give us 5 stars because we are children. Yes. And
a little comment.
We appreciate that.
But those stars is what
please
counts.
Hit them with the stars. Hit him with the 5.
You see
stars.
Our rating is, you see our rating is good. If homie came and rated our, what's his name, Keith Lee. If Keith Lee came here and he rated us, we would have a stellar.
We'd be up. We'd be up.
So
that's a fact.
You know, that's just us. So keep the stars coming. Keep the ball rolling, so we can keep giving y'all this beautiful podcast.
All this good content. Also, speaking of content, if you want some of the exclusive content, some of the stuff that we can't necessarily show you all, you know, you can't get everything on the show.
You got to
put some snaps on the petrol. Make sure that you go over to
Patreon.
We've
been doing good over there too. Oh yeah, another episode this month, but that's light. You know, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good for it.
We good for it.
I've done everything I said I would do the past couple months of this, so we're good. Everything's
that's
fine.
That is a fact.
I got days. It ain't the next month. Y'all good. Y'all good to go.
So make sure you guys go over to patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. Please tap in, put some snaps on the petrol, come get some of this exclusive content. Also, in a couple of weeks, I mean, I don't know if you guys seen it or not or whatever, but we got some merch for y'all. So please, we got it for you right here. It's guysnextdoor.store, right?
Yeah, yes, sir. Guysnextdoor.store. We got patches for your jackets. We got mouse pads. Mouse pads. You get it?
good one. That's a good one.
We got mugs up there. We got shirts. We got pins. Also, you guys can tell us what else you guys want to see. We'll got the kind of merch, and I'll try my best to make it happen just to get y'all what y'all want. Some might like mugs. Some might like champagne glasses. I don't know what you guys like, but tell me what you like, and I'll try to fill that void and get that on the website. But for right now, there's a couple items up there you can go, and that's guysnextdoor.store.
Yeah, and make sure that you guys are tapping in with the conversation. If you guys want to jump in, talk about what we're talking about, if you want to join the conversation, join us on all social media platforms at Guys Next Door Show. And, of course, make sure that you go watch our old podcast, our old episodes on our YouTube, Guys Next Door Podcast. So let's start it up, man. I feel like tis the season, right?
Tis the season.
Tis the season. So how was your Thanksgiving, man? What'd you do this Thanksgiving?
So this Thanksgiving, I did not go home, and my mom or nobody came here. So it was really like all of my friends who were from other places that stayed here. And we all had like a big dinner. Like everybody cooked something. Well, not everybody, but you know, there's always those that just, you know, those niggas that just every Thanksgiving, you don't even know who they are.
They
ain't bring shit. I seen one girl bring tequila to the party, make a drink, and at the end she left with a bottle of wine.
Wait, so she came with a bottle?
She came with a bottle that everybody drank, and then took somebody else's bottle of wine and told, and coming to find out she was going to another party. I knew my head when I saw her walking. I said, she's taking this to another event. And she took it to another party.
Shorty would have had the shakedown before she left. Like, nah, son.
And of course she was the only one of them that was there. It was only one of them. They snuck in.
Lord.
They snuck in. At least she ain't bring no raisins in the Mac and all that. She ain't do that. She ain't had that.
Nah, bro. I saw somebody online put raisins in the mac and cheese, bro.
I seen that. That shit was dirt.
It's disgusting. That's disgusting. You should be ashamed of yourself.
It's horrible. It's disgusting. It's nasty. But Thanksgiving was good. I had the privilege of making the mac and cheese.
Yeah, the privilege of making a mac and cheese.
Yeah, well, they had the privilege of having my mac and cheese. You feel
Ooh,
me?
Ooh, talk about like it. That. Talk you know about it.
I was nominated to make mac and cheese, and that's what I did. I fulfilled the job. I had to call moms up, get the recipe down, pack, let it.
I think
I could have did better. I think I could. There's some stuff that I know I could have, but it's fan favorite. You know, two pans, them joints was gone in 60 seconds. So you know, I was all right. I ain't gonna tell y'all my secrets, but just know I can do my thing. It's only gonna get better. And to their knowledge, and they thoughts, I was 10 years in a row Mac champ. Like they thought I just did this. Little did they know, this like my second time here. And you know, but for the second time, it was a nice triple bunk bed of cheese upon the grazed on top. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Three levels of cheesiness. But that's what I did. But other than that, the food was phenomenal. We had good tunes. We chilled. We laughed. It felt really home away from home. So it was good. It was good. Yeah. I would like to have my family there, but sometimes it ain't the best mix. They need to just stay where they at. My mom did her thing back home. They had a good time. I had a good time. No complaints. And that's the way it should be.
It should just be a good time.
How was your day?
It was good, man. I can't front. I got nominated to do the turkey, you know? Knowing that it's not a lot of us, it's really just me and Christina. Christina invited some friends from DC. So it wasn't a big crowd of us. It was really just family. So I couldn't do too much. So instead of doing a full bird, I just did turkey wings. Right.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
I enjoy some turkey wings. Don't get it twisted.
Listen. You know, I had to call moms up. Same thing. Call moms up. Get like her special little recipe.
She
said, you know, I'll give y'all one little tip. The Sasson, the yellow box. If you don't got it, you're missing out, bro.
Don't even make it.
if you don't got it, you're missing out, boy. Listen, hit it with the little situation. I said, hey, Ma, how am I supposed to season it? She said, just season the hell out of it. That's it. She said, I can't tell you how much. I don't know how much. Just season
that's,
the hell out of it.
That's a mother right there. My mother doesn't know any measurements or ingredients. Or I'm be like, yeah, I just do it till she like taste it. I said, what so are you talking about?
How?
I'm like, so, milk yeah. and salt? Like, how, what? Oh my God.
Bro. So then I said, all right, cool. Did my one, twos, son, everything. She said, yo, put it in the oven. So you have it in the oven for like 4 or 5 hours, really low. Put it on like 250, let it sit. She said, then you take it out. That's when you hit it with the gravy. Then you put mm-hmm. it back in, cover it up, let it sit. Then you take it out and then you put it back in uncovered so it browns up on the top. I said, yo, ma.
It's a nigga. Day activity.
Nigga.
It's a day activity.
I said, oh, man. Oh, when them joints was done, pull them joints out of the...
Them joints was wanging.
Nigga.
Them wangs was wanging. Nigga. They was flapping. Gobble, nigga. Gobble.
Shits was falling off the bone.
They was going crazy.
Shout out to everybody who came.
Shout out to the wings, man.
Shout out to the wings, you know.
Big wangs.
I did my legendary carrot cake, of course. Mm, that shit okay, rang okay. off.
Oh, that I got some potato in the fridge left. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thanks for reminding me. Definitely yeah, gonna yeah. attack that after I attack the Mac. Yeah, we gonna get there. Yeah, we gonna get there. See, that's the thing about food on the holidays, man. If I don't work out, it's over. See, because I'm gonna just
it's
be
cooked,
fat.
Bro.
I'm gonna just be fat. So you made the carrot.
If I don't work out, it's chopped for me. I already told my trainer. I said, listen, Monday we up, we back up. I said I can't.
Yeah,
do it
I had to run today just because I don't even like running. But I figured like I had to do something. Like I knew what I wanted to run to the fridge, but I had to do something outside first, just so mentally I could say I did something. I really was going to just do some push-ups and start eating, but I couldn't. I said, yo, my stomach is, don't get me fucked up. It's better than a lot of y'all niggas. I look better than a lot of y'all. My body is better than a lot of y'all.
Hey, bro, talk to me,
I know where I should be. So I think I'm going to really start zoning in on like I hate saying the word diet because I'm going to eat whatever the fuck I want anyway, but. Yeah. Certain things and just putting things in different orders and prioritizing my meals in a way that I can see my body fully change. Actually, I'll be real with you. When I'm going to get some money soon, it's on the way. And when that happens, I'm going to get a trainer and I'm going to go crazy. I'm going to get a dietitian. I'm going to just be some wild 50-year-old bodybuilding, but not bodybuilding nigga. I'm going to just be mad in shape, talking wild shit to y'all kids.
I was about to say, you know, my goal very early on was... mess around and become like 60 years old looking like Lenny Kravitz.
See what I'm saying?
I can't be skinny. I already know my body type ain't skinny. So yeah, I can't get skinny. Skinny, brother.
That's what niggas be thinking. Oh, boy. Niggas be thinking, yo, Mac is not a skinny individual, y'all. And it makes me upset because when he works out, I can work out with him and then he will just look like Hulk.
It doesn't make sense, bro.
And it doesn't make sense at all. And I'm like, yo, why is this? And then I'll be like, yo, how much you weigh? And then he tells me and I realize why I don't look like him because we're in different
weight classes.
I couldn't even fight him if we was boxing if I wanted to. We could not even go up that much weight to get there. So
I would have to come down a lot.
You have to come down like 30 pounds, bro. You have to link up at like 30, easy. And I'd still have to go up.
Yep.
Shit is wild. And don't think too hard on that. Don't try to think my way.
Yeah, don't try to. Yeah,
I ain't no little nigga. Fuck out of here. I wore a sweater yesterday. Niggas was on me like, yo, goddamn. Muscles popping out the fucking sweater. I know. I work out. That's why I can eat what I want. So don't
speaking about that right now, right? Speaking on that, what are you thankful? You know, it's 'tis the season, like I said. You know, we all sitting here eating and all of that. And nigga, like you said, my nigga, we worked out before. I've seen, y'all don't even understand. This nigga Ryan, and I work out. This nigga Ryan had me lifting the gym. My chest was on fire and he was just starting up.
I think that's the best part about working out with somebody who knows how to work out. Like when I work out with you, it's like, God damn, how the hell are you doing this? And then there's certain things, but it pushes us both so that when we work out with other people, it's like, yeah, this ain't shit.
Oh yeah, this is light.
All right. Like, it takes a lot for you to violate me in a workout.
Facts.
It has to be some, like, wild cardio.
Yeah, exactly.
The only thing that, the only workout that's really going to violate me is a wild HIIT workout. Like, if you do a wild, that's going to, it's going to kill me. Even though I can do it, that.
I could do it. It's just going to kill me.
It's going to kill me. But other than that, like, when it comes to weights and like, I lift and I'm going to put up the weight. And that's all I need to do. Put up a nice little 255 on niggas, you know, regular, you know, niggas ain't really doing that. They want to, but inside. You know,
they be trying, they be putting
a 45 and 210s on each side. So it looks like they got wild plates. And it's like, yo, bro, I see that, bro. That's 60 bro. On both sides, champ. Get up out of here. You ain't doing nothing but a little fucking, what is that? You ain't doing shit but fucking 165. let's get up out of here. But good workouts.
But back to good workouts. So, what are you thankful for?
You skipped that because you only said you made two things. You only made two things? I only made one.
I only made two things. Our homegirl from DC came through. She made the salmon.
Who made something whack? Don't lie. Don't lie. You know there was something there that you're like, what is this?
Okay. I'm not going to hold you. And I love my sister. I love her to death. The salmon was a little dry. It was a little bit.
Okay.
You know, she hit it, and she said it too before we all got into it. She was on some like, listen, I wanted a little something more herbal fit type. Whatever, so you may be tasting a lot of the herbs on it.
Yeah.
I think the herbs sucked up all the juice off this thing.
We hear you, champ. I'll say at our Thanksgiving, I won't say the worst because I don't think there was nothing that I had that was on my plate. There was other things, but I ain't have it. So on my plate, what I had, everything was good. But there is one thing that wasn't even tried. So I can't say it was bad. Naj made the yams. That was fire.
Okay.
He made a baked ziti. That was fire.
Let me find out, Naj.
My son made the turkey. I did not have the turkey. So I can't vouch for
okay.
it.
Okay.
And he made stuffing. Only person that had. I'm a stuffing nigga. Pause.
Okay. I was about to ask you.
I like stuffing with the gravy in the turkey. That's my thing. Feel me?
I feel that.
I asked my man the day before how you make your stuffing in a turkey. He said, what? I've got to take the turkey out the third time. He put the stuffing. I said, you think you know what you're doing? Okay. No stuffing in the turkey. Boom. So the stuffing was all the way to the other side. There's like 30 platters. It's number 30.
Dang.
It's next to the soup. And it don't got no sternal, so it's not even warm.
So, like a gentleman, bro.
I waited till everybody got their plate. I'm getting mine last. You know, I go in there, boo, we'll get my
plate. Of course. Okay.
I'm thinking I'm going to see a little bit of everything out. I get to the stuffing. There's like a little corner out. So I'm like, why there's only a little corner out of the stuffing? Everybody got a plate. What's going on? Mac and cheese is flying, you know.
Everywhere.
The wings is going. The yams, all this is, why the stuffing ain't stuffing? Like, so then, end of the night, I found out Naj made the stuffing. He said he's the only one that ate the stuffing. So he didn't really feel bad. He's like, you can't say it was bad because nobody had it. So then he explained to me it was cornbread stuffing. I was like, oh, that's fire. I would have had some. I ain't know that. I said, but one.
It's actually fire.
I said, one, it wasn't in the turkey. That's when we had a conversation. Not only was it not in the turkey, but it wasn't next to the turkey. So now I'm lost.
I don't even know where it is.
I don't want turkey because I didn't see stuffing. So that's me. I'm going to pass the turkey. I don't want to do that. No gravy. I'm out of here. So I keep going. So, I say there's no stuffing in the turkey. The stuff is not even next to the turkey. The stuffing's in aisle 45 down the street. I get there. There's no heat on the stuffing. So it's cold stuffing. I told Naj. He basically made croutons. That's what he made. He could have made cornbread croutons on the salad. So for that, I give Naj the donkey of the of the donkey of the Thanksgiving day just because the placement. It wasn't even that I wanted to actually try it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wanted to actually try after he told me what it was. He didn't explain it right. And everything had a card on it. Like it read like what kind of food. We did it kind of fancy. Oh, we got the salmon, got the wings. You got this kind of wing here. But on the stuffing, she just said stuffing.
Yeah,
After he explained it, he said, yo, it was the cornbread stuffing with the chicken apple sausages. I said, oh, that sounds OD. Ooh. But yet again, it was cold away from the turkey and it wasn't. Nobody was having it but Naj. So, but other than that, Naj really did his thing. I feel like everybody treated very well.
Go ahead,
so,
boy.
All right. So I'm gonna go to what I'm thankful for.
There we go. Yeah, yeah.
We also said like what we were thankful for at dinner, which is very surprising. Very adult.
I love
go
that.
Around the room. Very, very adult. It's amazing. So health, I said that. I'll reiterate on that. Health.
Nice.
I'm in a good place. Health, my family, my friends. It's been a tough year, and it's just getting through it with certain people is helped me out. Especially you, everybody, Mouse, you, all that. Just to be positive. I'm thankful to just be able to wake up and just be like, yo, maybe it didn't go perfect yesterday. Maybe it's not perfect today, but I'm gonna try again the same way I did, and I'm gonna keep going, and I'm gonna keep trying. And tomorrow's gonna be better, or the next day. But I can't be so like I can't look at other people's success and be like, all right, how come I'm not there? So it's just being patient and taking the time, and just being ready for the blessings that I know are gonna come whenever they do. And it's just about timing. So for me, it's just staying positive, staying on point, being next to and creating, if it is new relationships, creating bonds that won't be broken. So I'm happy for that. I'm thankful for that. And I want to keep going with those type of those feelings.
I love that.
What about you, sir?
I'm thankful for a lot, man. Very similar. You know, I'm very thankful for my friends, for my family. You know, they say that your friends are the family that you get a chance to choose. So I'm very thankful that the people that I chose are either really, really amazing people or ain't shit people that like me.
Either or.
Very thankful for my friends and my family. I'm very thankful for my daughters, of course, man. Watching them grow up is everything. It's actually like one of the best things that I can say that I've been able to just watch and pay attention to. And just the more that, you know, I think about this last year, not being able to, you know, not working. We had three strikes at the same time. And this is going on and that is going on. And, you know, I think looking at the silver lining in the clouds, you know, you realize, you know, these early moments with your children, you don't get these often. They're here and then they're gone. You don't realize, I don't even think in life we take time to kind of sit back and realize how long the days are and how short the years are.
Yep.
Until we're like older, right? It doesn't hit us until we're 30 something and we're like, damn, son, where did the time go? So I'm very thankful for my girls. I'm thankful for my wife, because no matter what kind of situation, no matter what kind of good, bad, ugly, there's always something that kind of keeps pulling us back since we were kids. And being married now, you start to realize what it is, and it's a different type of love, right? Like, it's not just regular love that allows you to kind of just be able to shrug off certain things that in other people would have caused you to break up. It's real, man, and I appreciate that. I appreciate you know, the knowledge that I constantly learn from. I appreciate being able to want to be a student, to constantly feeling like I'm not learning enough. Like, I don't know enough. Like, I'm trying to always be better. Like, there's a lot of people who don't even have that spirit about them, that get complacent or get comfortable in where they are and what they've accomplished or the money that they have, that they feel like, man, it don't get no better than this. I know it gets better than this. And not only do I know, I want better than this. So I'm after it every day.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
I'm just thankful that with all of this stuff, with everything that's going on, that we have been able to sustain, we've been able to remain, and we've been able to kind of just stay strong in this, like in the midst of everything going on in the world. You know, you hear about the horror stories about people getting married and then having children and kind of that pulling them apart, or you hear the horror stories of, you know, celebrities, people feeling certain ways about the people that they're dealing with and the stuff that kind of goes on behind those closed doors. And I'm just thankful that I'm in this fight with somebody who wants to fight.
That's fire. That's some fairy tale shit, man. You live in a fairy tale, and I love the fact that I have friends that can live out their dreams.
The shit don't feel like a fairy tale some days.
I get you. Every fairy tale that you ever watch has a part in it where you're like, uh-oh, but then at the end, it's like, it's Disney. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Every Disney movie we know is... it's great, 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 then something bad happens, and then they get over it, and then at the end...
a way to make it great.
Exactly, you got to. So it's like, it's beautiful to hear, like, damn, like, black love, that shit means a lot. That shit's crazy. Thankful for black love is wild.
You know what's ill? I was having a conversation. We were doing the press tour for Swagger, and we were in D.C., and I think the next city that they were going to after D.C. was... Chicago. I didn't go to the Chicago show. They wanted me to go, but I think there was something going on, or I would have to go back to Richmond, get clothes, come. It was a lot. It seemed like it was a lot. One of the ladies from PR for CBS, we were having a conversation. She said that day in Chicago was her like 30th anniversary with her husband. They went to college together. They did this, they did that, whatever, whatever, everything. And I remember asking her, like, yo, like, what is it that keeps y'all together? She's like, fierce communication, being able to communicate often and sometimes over communicate, because that's how you know somebody heard you or feels what you're saying. She said, make sure that you are always open and malleable, kind of like open and able to move. You know, you're not an immovable force, that both you and your partner are able to kind of contort your thoughts and your ideas into something beautiful or something closer so that your partner can do the same. And the second thing is, go above and beyond for each other, and to know, and always, she said that too. She said, always know that no matter what you do, because you are black and because your wife is black, she's like, same for me and my husband, because both of us are black, we understand that this union is bigger than us. This union is not just about us and how happy we are and this, that, and the third. You know, we fight every day for our happiness because we know that there's somebody watching us that sees us and says, that's black love, and I want that.
That's fire. It's fire. That's Like, it makes me look at, like, y'all know me, like, I'm not saying I won't ever be in a relationship, because that's not how I feel. But there's so much negativity when it comes to black love, when it comes to loving someone who looks like you, who's gone through some of the same traumas as you. And of course, society always going to paint a picture like you don't want to go through those traumas with somebody who else like trauma bonds and stuff like that. But it's like, who else am I going to look at when I get up and talk to about something that most don't understand? Mm-hmm. So me growing up and thinking like, ain't no such thing as this. Real love, what is that, bro? Like, niggas is just having sex and moving around and doing whatever they want to do. Niggas is always cheating, it's always doing this. And to know that there's somebody in my circle that actually has, and of course, don't get me wrong, there's ups and there's downs and there's always tights, but that's life. There's nothing perfect. I don't know anything that's perfect. Like, you can't make perfect things up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's perfect for you might not be perfect for me, and what's perfect for me might not be perfect for you. But when you find that person, it's always fire just to hear different things, especially where they get their motivation from. I think that's the biggest part. Most people just take that there are happily married couples or happy relationship couples. It's like, but where did they get that knowledge of being happy from? Who taught them that? And I think those are the stories that I would love to hear. I mean, from you, of course, but me and you can talk about that. We talk about that all the time. But from other people, from these relationships that have been together 15, 20 years, married, like, when I see, like, some people on my Instagram that I follow, like, parents, and it's like, yo, 28 years this year, they're together. I'm like, yo, it's what? Like,
bro, how?
I'm like, yo, what is going on? And it's like, I mean, not to make this a funny situation, it's like, yo, and your child is not like y'all. Like, what the hell is going on? Like, what's up? Like, how is this possible? But it's like, yo, if this person's parents, like, I know this person, and if this person's parents can be married for 28 years, I know this shit is possible, because this is the epitome of not going to be that, which they had. So it's like knowing where the positivity comes from, and also knowing where the negative stuff comes from too, because it's easier said than done, but it's definitely easier to be like, I got through this, and I didn't need my dad around, and I didn't need this, and look at me now. And then when you get to a situation, it's like, yeah, you didn't, but she did. Mm-hmm. Or you thought you did it until you got in a relationship and you realized, fuck, I never thought about this like that, because I never had that person around to tell me that. So it's a lot, but it's always going to be amazing if you're willing to learn and you're willing to grow and you're willing to understand. Man, so
I had to do something recently. This project I can't talk about yet, but this project that I'm doing, they were asking me questions about Christina, and they were asking if I'm recognizing the similarities between my parents' relationship and the relationship between me and my wife. Mm-hmm. And then what is it that made me see the, like, I guess what my parents put on me versus anything else. And I was like, you know what? I think the thing that I realized that I picked up from my parents, I guess, I was like, yeah. I was like, and it's funny as shit. I don't even realize I'm doing it, it just feels natural to do it because I guess it's what I've seen. I was like, I can be upset at something. Anything could happen in the house. Literally, I could stub my toe. I can get into an argument, or I could fuss with Tristan. It could be anything, but I'll walk. My dad used to do this thing when he would come in the house upset from anything in the world. He'd be upset and he'd walk around with like this fucking ill grill, mean mug on all the time. Like, I'd be in the house playing like 007 GoldenEye with my boy Frog. My dad would come in the house, see Frog with the ill grill, walk in his room, and Frog would be on some like, yep, it's time to go. I'm out. And I'm realizing now that same shit could happen, anything. It could be anything. And I'll walk around with that same fucking look on my face. I caught myself one day. I walked into the room, and then I went into the bathroom, and I looked at myself, and I was like, what the fuck? Paul, relax, my nigga. Like, Jesus. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. We really be picking up shit from our parents. Like,
nah, you definitely do. Because when it comes to shirt and shit, like, I be getting attitudes quick. And I'm like, yo, what's up with you, Rob? And then I think, and then my mom will just, I'll be like, oh my God, bro. I'm like, yo, you got to just chill. Like, don't be that person. You could, we only want the positive stuff out of our parents.
Facts.
Like, oh, my mom can cook. Oh, I'm nice in the kitchen. Oh, my dad, he could build houses. Oh, I could build. Then it's like, hey, my pop's an alcoholic. Shit.
Damn.
Damn, my son's hairline is gone. Fuck.
It.
like, what the hell is going on? Like, I don't want that shit. Just give me the shit that I need, man. Please. I don't want none of this.
Man, like, all of this other stuff is the extras. But so,
definitely the extras.
So, you know, the year is ending. I feel like Thanksgiving is kind of like the last holiday before the official end of the year, right? Like, literally, people are leaving offices in what? Today is what, the 20-something? People are going to be leaving the offices on, like, the 10th or the 12th of December for the rest of the year. If you had an opportunity to solve something, to do something right now, before the year is up, what would that thing be?
Before the year's up.
Like, what's something you want to get done before the year is up?
I want to lock in a new, I'll say job. I want to lock in something like a new situation of work before the year's up. Just so at the top of the year, I can be like, all right, let's go, let's get them. And I can already think about plans of action and stuff like that. So that's number one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Okay. That's one. What about you?
I like that. There's a couple things, honestly. I want to get back into, well, you know, we just moved into our new spot. So I want to get back into my rhythm now that we're finally damn near finished unpacking. Like, we probably have one more box left, and it's really just like a box of all of my fits and all of that shit. We have like one box left to unpack. Everything else has been thrown out, cleaned out, et cetera, et cetera. So I just want to get back into a routine that's like going to the gym, getting back on eating at certain times, getting myself back into a specific routine. And then second, and probably most important, health is most important. So I'll keep that at number one. But second, a close second, maybe 1B, would be finishing this. It'd be finishing this script, man. For anybody who doesn't know, I'm writing a script right now. And I don't think I can tell you what it is or what it's about. But if I do this correctly, it would, but it would open up a new stream of income, but it would also open me up into a brand new lane of creativity. And I'm very excited about it. Nervous, yes, but very, very excited about it. And I think that, the project that I'm doing, if I do it the right way, it could be something amazing.
So I'll just
keep it there.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how hype, how excited, without telling,
how like, excited
this,
I am.
Where did, if this goes, like if you could paint the perfect picture of how this goes, how you want it to be in a perfect world, where do you rank this on your accolades?
On my list of accomplishments in life?
Mm-hmm.
This will be close to number one, if not number one. This will,
as far as work wise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think thinking about it, like, it's not only something new. It's not only something like a brand new venture or just kind of a new way of doing things or just like, you know, I guess a new accolade, a new hyphen, whatever. I think that I'm at an age now where the stuff that I want to do isn't just isn't just things just to be done for entertainment value. I think entertainment value is necessary. I think entertainment value is something that needs to be paid attention to at all times, because at the end of the day, what we are is entertainers. We're entertainment. But all of the guys that I look up to, all of the ones that I look at as kind of like either mentors or people that I pay attention to, idols. I don't like the word idols, but like just the people that I pay attention to, to look to for inspiration. You know, the Spike Lees of the world, the Quentin Tarantinos of the world, sans him saying the nigger word. You know, I don't like him feeling comfortable saying the hard ER, but you know, I digress. You know, the Martin Scorsese's, you know, I'm a fan of these guys, and not only did they make sure that they entertained us with what they had, but they made sure that no matter what, there was always a statement, or whether it was a cautionary tale like Goodfellas, or if you were just trying to understand the life and time of a young kid in Brooklyn during gentrification like Spike Lee and Do the Right Thing. So I'm very excited. I'm very, very excited. I think that this could be, if I do this correctly, and I'm not going to stop until I do it correctly, I can fail and come back and do it again, but I promise you I'm going to do it correctly. This could be one of the biggest things that I've ever done in my entire life and in my career.
That's fine.
Until the next thing.
But that's dope when you can foresee some shit like that. Like, you know what you want. You know, out of all people, what it takes to get it.
Yeah.
And now it's opting into getting it done and putting your baby in other people's hands, which I get is tough.
That shit is rough.
But I'll tell you this, if you stick through it, you'll be fine, bro.
No, that's and a fact.
I got faith in you.
Nah, for sure. Trust me, I know that. I know that. And I think that, like, understanding the faith that my brothers have in me and trusting what I can do. And my, sometimes y'all believe in my ability more than sometimes I do, which is crazy.
but that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a great thing.
If you only can see it in yourself, sometimes shit won't ever get done. Cause it's like, yo, bro, if nobody else see it, if you only think you could do it, and I don't want to take this, I don't want y'all to take this too crazy and start banging your head on a wall. But honestly, if you're the only nigga that think you nice at something, you probably not that nice.
And well, you haven't gone up against anything to showcase.
You ain't going against
how
nothing.
Nice you are.
You haven't gone against nothing, because nobody's telling you you're not nice, or somebody's and nobody's telling you you're nice but yourself. Yeah. So When you're at a point where you know what you know, but you still try to stay humble about it and just get it done, not talk too much, and people are telling you how good you are, maybe it's just time just to go to that next level and push a little bit more. Because if everybody sees it in you, you know your time is coming, as long as you push forward and push those boundaries.
Yeah, so, man. Life is all about a constant changing of things, right? You get comfortable, then you got to get yourself uncomfortable to get comfortable again, and then get uncomfortable to get comfortable again. So right now I'm in the space of putting myself in a place to be uncomfortable. And again, there's something that I've always wanted to see done that I've never seen done. And I felt like, why hasn't it been done? And now it's like, okay, well, if it's not being done, or if I haven't seen it being done, and I want it done, I have to do it myself.
Facts.
And I think people are starting to pay attention and see it. So, you know, talking to different studios, you know, shout out, the strike is over. So now studios are reaching back out, talking about they can't wait to see this script. So I am actively working to get this script done so that it could potentially change my life again.
Well, let's keep all those prayers, you know, with you. I know you're going to get what was meant for you, so I don't got to tell you that all the time. You tell me all the time, I tell you all the time. And I guess, like, it also falls back into just this conversation of what we're thankful for. And like, I'm thankful for my friends that just know my time will come, and they keep putting that in, like telling me this and showing me. And sometimes like, yeah, I hear you and I know what you mean, but when is it going to happen? But after a while, it's like, yo, God don't make mistakes.
Facts.
So if the people around you feel this way about you and they're so strong willed about pushing you and knowing you can do, then just believe in it. You don't got to put a date on it or a time. Like when it happens, right? When it's right, it's right. Mm-hmm. But don't not believe.
But don't wait on it.
Yeah, don't wait on it and don't have faith that it's not going to happen.
Exactly.
Like, your mind is very powerful, and what you put out in that energy you put out is only going to come back to you. So just be mindful of what you think about and what you say to certain people or to the universe, because the shit is just, you know, it's the way of life, and sometimes things aren't meant to be said. So another big thing for me is not, which I've tried and I'm getting better at, is to just not say stuff to certain people that don't deserve the information. A lot of time we preach on like, yo, I got this job, and you tell the wrong person, man, that person might not want you to have it. And by the time they get rid of all their little voodoo bullshit they talking about, you might not get the job. So let's literally wait till you get that job.
All it takes is somebody having bad energy towards your situation, and that bad energy will turn into really bad vibrations, and the vibrations will reverberate through the world and potentially fuck up your shit just because you've allowed them in. So man, you gotta keep that shit at bay, man.
Shit is crazy, but it's very true. Like I said, your mind and your brain and what you put on in the world is very powerful. So just keep that shit to yourself until it's done. Once it's done, tell whoever you want it's done already. You control that now. But until it's done, don't say nothing. So yeah, that's definitely certain things that I'm grateful for. But like I said, the people around me that motivate me, that push me, even when I don't have the faith in myself, like they're like, nah, you can't think that way. Let's get to it. Let's get it done. So that's very, very, very important to me. And that's just important with life. Like, it's not just this one part of life. You're going to have faith your whole life if you want to see anything positive happen. So that's what I've taken from this year. Faith, this path. Ever since surgery, it's just all about faith and believing in certain things. And listening to certain people and not even mentioning certain things to certain people. Like, what do I need to tell you this for? All you're going to tell me is something negative, how I can't do it, or you're going to have a negative thought about how you should have did it first. So I just keep that to myself. And when I'd rather the information come from somebody else about what I'm doing than for me to tell you, because then it's even sweeter when somebody's like, yeah, you heard about Ra? He got the eye. And they're like, what? How he ain't even tell me that? Yeah, I'm not. I'm not telling you none of that
ain't
shit.
Ain't nothing better than somebody speaking on your accomplishments or like a... like a Variety spread, like a Deadline, you know, niggas be like, oh my God, yo, that just, when were you going to tell us you were?
Facts.
Hey, bro.
Facts. Between that and somebody hitting you up like, yo, I just met this person and I don't even know them, and they spoke highly about you. And it's like, yo, bro, I ain't even do nothing, but it's like, appreciate it. And it works in our favor. So like, just for all those people that I know, especially during the holiday times, like it comes into emotions and it comes to like that depression, like we all, you're not alone here. You have people that you can reach out to and just do it. Sometimes you don't want to because it's a pride, but we could put that all to the side. Everybody goes through hard times, and I'm going through some now, and Max going through some. Like we all do. Just because we don't talk about it doesn't mean we're not going through it.
No, we not.
Especially during the holidays, it's about to be Christmas, Thanksgiving just passed. Like, reach out, talk to those people. Don't hold it in. You don't have to, because we all are going through something. 9 times out of 10, you're going to tell somebody and they're going to want to listen and want to express to them what they're going through to you. So it's just an easy way to be vocal and communicate with somebody in like a different way of therapy. So
that's a fact. And we want y'all to all just enjoy y'all fucking holidays, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think this was like that was the perfect ending for the episode. But you know, I think, just like I said, just a button on it, man. You know, these holidays, they're amazing, and we celebrate each other, and we celebrate life and we celebrate love. But there's also a lot of people who are going through a lot of real stuff right now. So Our hearts go out to everybody, man. If y'all ever need anybody to talk to, y'all could always hit us up. GuysNextDoor123@gmail.com. Please hit us up. We'll respond back. We'll probably talk about y'all on the pod, whatever, man. But you just know that you guys aren't alone. You guys have your friends. You got family. You can reach out to somebody, anybody. And if last resort, you can reach out to us. We appreciate Facts. Y'all in this neighborhood, man. We really do. Also, again, if you guys want to hear more special episodes, if you guys want to hear some stuff that you're not going to hear on this feed, make sure you go to patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. If you want to continue this conversation, tell us what you're thankful for. Tell us what your Thanksgiving looked like. Or tell us what the worst thing on y'all plate was. Hit us up on Guys Next Door Show on all social networks. Make sure that wherever you're listening to this, make sure you like, subscribe. If this is Apple Plus, make sure you hit us with 5 stars because we are children.
Please.
We need the validation.
Every bit.
Comment something. We appreciate y'all. And until next week, hopefully you guys aren't still eating leftovers by then.
But if you are, go to the doctor.
If you are, go to the doctor.
Peace.
Oh, man. We'll see y'all soon, man. Peace. That smells Jones. It's the guys next door. Check it out, y'all.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.